Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I will be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the show that helps you focus on achieving the success that you desire. I'll share with you tools and techniques, stories and strategies, so you can be more authentic, be more confident, be more empowered. These three keys are what you need to achieve the success that you've always wanted. You know, it's the start of a new year, and so you could probably guess that we should talk about New Year's resolutions. Now, if you hate New Year's resolutions, you're probably right now thinking, I should just stop listening to this show right now. And I'm going to just turn it off and find something else to listen to. But I'm going to ask you just hang on for just a minute, because about 50% of people set New Year's resolutions every year. And so that means half the people listening to the show don't set New Year's resolutions for whatever reason. And I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't set New Year's resolutions. But what I do believe, I'm a firm believer, is that you should set goals for your life. If you don't set goals for your life, that means you're just turning over whatever happens to your life to someone else. Someone else's goals are going to be worked on and achieved, and not yours. You won't have an opportunity to determine what you want to accomplish, what your dreams should be. So you need to at least think about, what do you want to do in 2022? Call them whatever you want. Don't have them be the kind of New Year's resolution that only 10% are ever accomplished. 90% people just say, this is what I'm going to do, and the rest, you know, throw it out the window, usually by the end of January. That's not what we want here. What we want here is to figure out what you want in 2022 and how can we help make that happen. Tony Robbins has a quote, setting goals is the first step to making the invisible visible. And that's what we want to do. We want to take the things that are in your head, the things that may not be even said or admitted right now, and turn them into reality, make them visible, make them part of your life. So if only 10% of goals or New Year's resolutions actually happen, you know, why is that? Is it because maybe they were just far-fetched ideas to begin with? Maybe they were just dreams that, hey, if I call it a New Year's resolution, maybe it would happen. Maybe they weren't ever meant to actually happen. But what we want is to set some goals for 2022. We want to make this the best year ever. And it might sound impossible because you might say, hey, I've set goals and objectives for the year. I've put the effort in the past on planning. It's okay. Sometimes it takes more than once. Sometimes you need to try it in a slightly different way. So I'm going to encourage you to invest in yourself. Take the time, listen to this podcast. Work through at least some of the exercises. Don't just be in passive mode. I'm running, so I don't actually do anything. Invest in yourself. You can do this, because if you consistently make little bits of progress, you will be amazed in the year how much you could actually accomplish. If the New Year's resolutions are important to you, you have to work on them all year long. It's not something that you work on the first week of January and then wonder why it didn't happen. And if they're that important, maybe, yeah, it didn't work out here in January. But that's great because February is a new month and you can try again. And then March is another new month and you can try again. And April, like it's so important. It's worth trying over and over again to make it actually happen. One interesting thing that in some research that I did a couple of weeks ago on setting goals and New Year's resolutions for the year is a lot of people set New Year's resolutions for things they actually dread. So if you dread doing something, if it's more of a chore than anything else, does it surprise you if it just kind of falls by the wayside, if it doesn't actually happen? If you can't get the motivation to actually start, we don't want you to set goals that you dread. We don't want you to set goals that are chores. Yes, you got to do things like do the dishes. But that's not a goal in your life, right? You want to set ones that motivate you, excite you, going, man, if this actually happened, my whole life would be different. It would just improve how I feel every day. That's the kind of goals you want. Those kind of resolutions are worth trying over and over again until you are successful. So that's what we want to do. So did you set any of these? Let's maybe do a little bit of reflection. Did you set any of these last year for 2021? The top resolutions, right? Top 10 resolutions that people set or goals for the year. Number one doesn't surprise you. It's either diet or eating healthier. Far and far more. Number two, exercise. Number three, lose weight. I think there's a little theme here. Then we have save more and spend less, learn a new skill or hobby, quit smoking, read more, find another job, drink less alcohol, and spend more time with family and friends. Actually, the drink less alcohol is becoming a popular January goal. Maybe not for the year, but you're really seeing it a lot in January. But this list probably doesn't surprise you, right? Especially the top ones. I want to diet or eat healthier. I want to exercise. I think the majority of people say, hey, it's a new year. If you try to go to the gym in January, it's awful, right? They're packed. If you go to the gym in February, lots of room, right? That's not what we want to do here. So if you think about what your goals were last year, do you have to think about it? If you don't know what they were, then either they're the wrong goals or you never had a plan. Because if they were the right goals, they were stuff that you were still working on just a few weeks ago. And you're excited to talk about them. You were still doing them. They've changed your life. So you don't have to think because they're part of your life today. That's the kind of goals that you want. And I'm not going to say all the goals I set are carried out throughout the year. I mean, life changes. Life gets in the way. Things happen. People move. They have kids. They get new jobs. I mean, like, there's no way you can plan for all the things that happen in the year. So your goals may change, and that's completely fine. But if you don't even know what you set at the beginning of the year, a year later, that means you probably didn't work on it. That's not the kind of goals that we want to set. So what I want you to think about is, let's find ways that you can determine what you want, and then it's easy to work on that. So if you worked for me in the past, you know, one of the first steps I like to do is let's pretend it's a year later. Let's pretend it's now the beginning of 2023. And we're looking back on 2022. And I want you to take some time and journal and say, hey, it was a great year. You accomplished a lot. What did 2022 look like? You could say it was your best year ever. You met your goals. What did you actually do? What did you accomplish? It could be personally, it could be professionally, it could be financially, it could be fitness. What happened in your career? Did you get promoted? Did you finish a big project? Maybe you went part-time. Where'd you live? Did you move? You still living where you're at? Did you get a different house? Did you have kids? Did you get married? I don't know what your year would look like in terms of friends, in terms of exercise. Think about all these things. Like, what does your year look like? And take, you know, a lot of times it's good to say you should journal for like maybe 20 minutes and say, this is what the best year looked like. Because I think really reflecting on the past is good. But I want you to know also, you should never live in the past. So here we're pretending it's a year later, and what that year look like. That would give you some meat of what your goals should look like, right? But then what is keeping you from them? So now let's look back on, we started with, you know, your 2021 goals. What were they? What did you accomplish in 2021? Journal about that a little bit. This is because we want to learn from it. But be careful. Like I said, don't live in the past. Don't keep reliving it. It's something that you learn from it, and then you shut the book and you leave it in the past, because you can define your future. Your past doesn't have to define you. You should know what the highlights of the year were. You should know what you wish you would have done better. You should know what you could focus on going forward. But then learn, and then let's move on. And the other thing I want you to be careful about is, because when we set goals, it's very easy to like live in the future, to be worried about what you're going to accomplish. And you know what? We actually don't want to do that either. And there's a few reasons. One, some people are like fearful of the future. Maybe they're fearful. What happens if I actually accomplish that goal? What happens if I say I wanted to be financially independent and I actually now have the money? Ooh, now I actually have to quit my job? No, you don't. Don't live it in fear of what might happen if you reach your goals. What we want to do is focus on knowing where we want to go, learn from our past, but let's live in the present moment. I want you to live thoughtfully for today. Be present. Don't focus so much on where you're going that you miss out on opportunities for today. And your goals should reflect that. Your goals should be focusing on, yes, they provide direction in my life, but they're not so encompassing that I'm missing out where I'm at today. So as we journaled to say, okay, this is what an ideal 2022 looks like, I want you to actually now write down 5 goals for this year. You can call them resolutions. You can call them goals. You can do whatever you want. But you need to have a minimum of 5. I like to make sure people have at least 1 in each category. Career. What do you want to do with your career? You want to get promoted? You want to do a project at work? It doesn't matter to me. You need to know what you want from your career. Health. Something around health. It could be exercise, it could be weight, it could be putting weight on, it could be sleeping more, it could be meditate, it could get a massage, it could be all kinds of things. But make sure you have a health goal, a financial goal, something around friends and family, and then something around personal growth. If you have a goal in each one of these 5 areas and you work on them, your life will get better. Now, you don't have to have a goal that can only be achieved in 2022. Because I realize, like, if you have a financial goal, you want to be financially independent, unless you're a long ways towards that, the chances it's not being accomplished this year. Because like winning the lottery is not a good enough goal, right? So that's okay. You can have a long-term goal, but then think about what would be reasonable that you could measure in 2022. So if it's such a big goal, have it. But then break down, is there a piece that you could focus on for 2022? So have your 5 goals. And then I want you to think about these goals. And if you actually accomplish them, do these goals reflect the person that you want to become? Like, are they really your goals? And if you accomplish them, are they taking you in the direction that you want to go? Are they goals from your parents or your significant other or your friends or whatever you think society thinks that you should have for goals? They're not going to be those motivating goals that are going to help you actually achieve them. They're going to be more like those chores or those goals that you dread. But if you look at these goals and say, yes, if I accomplish these, that is who I would like to be. If those are the ones that take you in the direction of the person that you've always desired being, then those are the goals that we want to focus on. I also want you to think about the goals and say, is there any way that you could make them more exciting? If they're boring goals, if there's not something, you know, kind of that motivational piece, you know, with it, then it can be hard. So you might be able to rewrite them and make them more exciting. Like just an example, you may have a goal that you want to lose 20 pounds. It's hard to be motivated by that itself. However, if you had a goal that you wanted to run a certain distance, that can be more exciting because you're like, wow, yes, I've always wanted to do a 5K or a 10K or a half marathon. I don't, you know, whatever that might be. That might be much easier to get motivated around than I want to lose 20 pounds. So if you need to, you might have to rewrite your goals to make them more motivating. Another example is like you say, I want to have a certain size bank account. Like I want to save up a certain amount of money. That can be kind of hard to be motivating sometimes. Some people, they can just look at a bank account and say, yes, that's motivating. For other people, that's not the most motivating thing. But you can say, okay, what am I going to do with the bank account once I have it? Now, maybe part of the reason you want a bigger bank account is because you want to travel. So maybe your goal could include, I want to travel first class to Europe. Now, that could be motivating for people. You know, like, hey, you know, if I can save a certain amount of money in 2022, I could take a trip to Europe and I could fly first class to get there. That could provide the motivation that you need. So look at the five goals that you set out for career, health, financial, family and friends, and personal growth. And then look, is there a way that you could kind of tweak them, still accomplish what you want, but put them in a way that's more motivating, more in the present, like help you live more thoughtfully today, be more likely to keep them. Just do a few little tweaks if needed. Then let's think about, okay, so if you accomplish these goals, what kind of rewards could you use to help motivate you? Now, you want to have lots of small rewards. You want to be able to have lots of steps, right? I told you, you know, you got 12 months in 2022. You could keep starting over if you need. So do you need kind of monthly rewards? Do you need weekly rewards? Now, if you're going to do that, you don't want to have them so big, like if you're trying to save money, that you're spending a lot of money, or you want to also make sure that the reward is in alignment with the goal. So if your goal is to lose weight or the goal is to exercise, to run, like don't reward yourself with going out to a fancy restaurant. Like the two conflict, right? If your goal is to save money, if your goal is to fly first class to Europe, try to have a goal that doesn't include spending money, because then you're going to say, well, I'm just using up the money I was trying to save. Like find a way to have goals. So what could you do? So let's say your goal is something exercise related. Well, maybe your goal would be like, hey, I can get a new piece of exercise clothing each month if I met my goal. Like I'd like new shoes. I'd like a new shirt, whatever that might be. That way you get the rewards you want. You get to enjoy it. You can do it more regularly because it doesn't have to be incredibly expensive. But it's also in alignment with the direction that you want to go. If you want to have the trip to Europe, maybe there's some things that you do need to buy. Like, oh, I don't have a very good suitcase. Okay, so maybe at some point I could buy a suitcase, or I need whatever kind of supplies for the trip that you would like to get. I need to have some country adapters so I could plug in the plugs, you know, like figure out what are goals to help you along the way and make sure they're appropriate towards the goals that you want. Another thing that you can do is try to have some kind of reward or motivating thing that you maybe only do during that activity. So maybe it's like a certain podcast or audiobook or music that you like to listen to. Maybe only do that while running. So that way, if you want to go listen to that, you have to go run or you have to go exercise. That's a way it kind of aligns the goal and the motivation together. And as you're focusing on these rewards, make sure you're focused on kind of the middle, right? Because it's easy to get started because, hey, I'm excited. I got these goals. You know what the end point is? It's the middle that you get mixed up. That's why it can be good to have like monthly or weekly kind of rewards along the way. And then just remember the fact that you have these goals every week, every month, you reflect on all you're accomplishing. If you didn't reach it, good. Next week is a new chance to start again. Next month is a new chance. You get to start again. So you should take some time now. Then we're talking about, okay, we need to have goals. We need to have motivation. That means because it's going to be difficult. Brainstorm what kind of issues that you might have. And this could change for every person, right? Some people will have lots of potential issues of all kinds of goals, and other people won't have the same kind of issues. And let's go into this kind of in detail. But for each of your potential goals that you have, think of maybe about a dozen roadblocks that are going to come up sometime during the year that you're going to have to address. So let's just say this diet goal that everyone sets, right? Okay, what's one issue? You get invited to go out to eat. It could be work-related. It could be friends. It doesn't matter. You guarantee somebody this year is going to ask you to go out to eat, and it's not going to be in alignment with your diet. It's going to happen. Well, what do you do about it? So you come up with that issue. Let's brainstorm some solutions. Write them down. Do this in advance. Do it now. But what can you do? What I have found, most restaurants have online menus. If I know I'm going to this certain restaurant, I can look at the menu in advance. I can determine in advance while I'm not hungry what I'm going to order. Sometimes they even have the nutrition right there listed. Then when I get to the restaurant, especially if I'm starving, no matter what looks good, what smells good, I've already have a plan in place. I already, you know, it's amazing once you know and you set the plan, how easy it is to execute that. So what's another potential issue? Let's say you're in the office and you get hungry and the vending machine calls. I think we've all been there, right? Where, hey, I'll just go pick up that candy bar. Well, how about the solution is you keep a couple pieces of fruit at your desk. So that way, when you are hungry, you don't want to just sit there starving. You don't want your stomach growling. You don't want to ruin your work. No, instead, I got an apple right here at my desk. Look, I can stay in alignment with my goals. How about if you want to work out and whoever your workout partner is calls and says they can't make it? Either they don't feel good, something happened with their kids, they have to stay late at work. Whatever the reason is, it doesn't matter. Normally you go out and work out with somebody. What are you going to do? Guarantee if you have a workout partner and that's the plan for the year, at least once this year, they're not going to make it. So you need to have a plan. Are you going to go by yourself? Do you have a second workout partner that you could give a call to? Know in advance what you're going to do. Don't wait till it happens. That's why too often it doesn't and you aren't successful. So for each goal that you have, right? So we have five goals at minimum. We've looked at them. We made sure that they are goals that allow us to live thoughtfully, We've made sure that they're goals that are in alignment with who we want to be. We've now said, okay, this is how we're going to have rewards for the goals. What's something that you can do right now? I want you to think about for each one of your goals, if they're that important, what are you doing about it tonight? What are you doing about it tomorrow? Like, don't wait until weeks from now to get started on these important goals. Do something right now. Find a way to get started, and then what's your review cycle? So now if you're really gonna make sure that you move your goals forward, you want to have some kind of a support system. Anyone with a support system will be more likely to stick through their goals. It can be really good if it's people. It's really good if someone is working out with you or there's someone you can talk to about it. You're more likely to keep going. But I know that doesn't always work for all your goals. And maybe not all of them do you want to share with everybody. So you also could do a support system by putting signs around your house. You know, I like to sometimes like print out or write out things and like put them on my mirror. So that way, every time you're getting ready in the morning or at night, you have that reminder. Sometimes people like to put the sticky pads on their computer screen or someplace on their car. So as they're driving, they have this reminder. Those kind of things work for certain people or for certain type of goals. So you could try something like that. If you have like a diet goal, put a sign on your refrigerator, a reminder. So when you're going there and see what's in the refrigerator to eat, oh wait, no, I have this goal. Maybe I should close that refrigerator. Maybe if you need to get up and move more often, you could have reminders on your phone. You could use a calendar or apps to track progress. Figure out what's that right support system for you. You know, because life is made up of choices. Each day you get a fresh start. So what are you doing with that start today? So what I really hope as you think about this, maybe these New Year resolutions aren't as scary as everyone says. Maybe they aren't something that you should just avoid. Maybe there's something, you know, hey, it is a new year. I should take this opportunity. I know at work, you know, we set goals and objectives for the year. You should set goals and objectives for your life. And it doesn't have to be the beginning of the year. It could be at the beginning of any quarter. Some people say, oh, I like to wait until April and start to do the goals for the next 12 months. Some people like July. It doesn't matter. But you might as well start today. So have your goals for career, health, finance, family and friends, and personal growth. What are you going to do this year? Think in advance. You know, what are your issues going to be? How can you overcome them? How can you reward yourself so you're motivated and put that support system in place so someone helps keep you accountable? I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I encourage you to subscribe wherever you listen to this show so that way you get a notification when the next episode comes. You can learn about me on my website, couragetobeseen.com. My contact information is there, my phone number and email. Let me know what you think of this and if there's any topics that you'd like to talk about in the future. I encourage you to also check me out on Facebook or Instagram where I post motivational message. So until I talk to you again, I hope you have a great day. Thanks. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources. Including, you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.